here we go. We've been waiting for it. It is the preseason, but LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. are on the floor at the same time.
That is nice. That's really nice.
As they're right next to each other. Of course, they've been playing against each other and with each other.
It looks like LeBron James and Bronny James are going to be on the court at the same time at some point tonight. That's going to be a thing.
That is amazing in and of itself. That a father and son will get to play together. Aside from the machinations, which we touched on with Robert Horry, with Big Shot Bob a little more than an hour ago. That was so, so fun to talk to him. It's just freaking cool, man. It's like, it's a dream for LeBron to get to do that with his son.
The question is it a dream for Bronny?
Well, he's saying all the right things, you know?
I feel bad for him because of the situation that he's in. Because it's not like, of course I want to be in the NBA and... Mm-hmm. My dad is LeBron James, but you do wonder, like, in an honest moment, would he tell you, I would have preferred that he would have taken his thumb off the scale. He's already given me enough to get me to this point. I would have preferred him taking his thumb off the scale.
It's so, we've seen the heavyweight father and the willing son in the footsteps thing so many times in so many sports.
Yep.
And we know the psychological weight that that can have. But, I mean, people do come through it okay.
They do.
Some people do. It's got to be.
Some people end up being great.
Some people end up being great, end up being better than their dad. They end up thriving and having an unbelievable relationship and multiple generations. We've seen so many iterations of it. So... I don't know how Bronny feels. I really don't know. What I do know is that there's going to be two awesome special guests there tonight, and I absolutely freaking love who's going to be there.
Who's going to be there?
Well, we have audio of this, right? This is our friend John Paul Morosi talking to Ken Griffey Jr.
Have you chatted at all with LeBron about playing with Bronny? Has he asked your advice? Have you given some advice from your own experiences?
No, we haven't talked yet. I'm actually gonna go to the game. I'm gonna take my dad. First father and son to play baseball now. First father and son to play basketball. So it's a big deal for my dad and I to be there. We made history. Now we get to watch history. So that's what's gonna be cool about it.
Come on, man. That's got to give you the feels.
That's really awesome.
For anybody who's ever, you know, dreamt of doing something with your dad, you know? And right now I'm thinking about the second Field of Dreams game, the one I was able to attend in Iowa, the Cubs and the Reds, when Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. emerged from the corn together. That was such an amazingly cool moment. And for them to have... this relationship and with LeBron and them, like, even if it's non-existent relationship now, for Griffey Jr. to say,
to understand the history of it and make the connection,
we want to be there. I want to take my dad. I'm gonna take my dad and make sure to go. I just think that's I think that's absolutely awesome.
Well, we already saw a little bit of this earlier this season with the Callahans.
Yeah, we did. Yes, with Callahan, the coach.
Brian and
for
Bill.
The Titans.
Yeah,
and his father, the offensive line coach. Which is amazing.
It's a great pull, you know, to have that guy, because he's like a really great offensive line coach. Be like, I know someone.
Hey, man, it's my favorite hit and run guest and radio guest of all time is Herb Spiegel. That man's been on the radio with me probably six times, maybe seven times. He's still good at 91. He's still a damn good guest. Lucky to have it. You had both your parents on House of L, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And shout out to Tony Gill, because he's the one that suggested it. I did a Mother's Day pod with my mom and then a Father's Day pod with my dad. By the way, I highly recommend whoever the parental figures are in your life, you should get something on the record with them.
Absolutely.
Because I found out all sorts of stuff just by asking questions where, like, as an interviewer, I might not have asked as just a son.
Uh-huh.
And I found out all sorts of stuff about, like, my dad's military history, for example.
Yeah.
And talking to him in an interview situation.
So we've both been pretty damn close. I haven't hosted a show with my dad, but I've done segments. And you've done segments with your parents.
Well, I had them on the pod. And my dad actually, I didn't think about it until we started the segment. My dad was teaching at Washington High School when I was coaching football at Washington High School.
Ah.
So I did that for 3 years, and he was in the English department. And my dad's not like the sports guy. Like,
I got you, but you were essentially faculty colleagues?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's pretty cool.
So is Mr. Holmes and Coach Holmes.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So the question is, what is there an equivalent? Shane, do you have an equivalent that you and your father could do together? Would you like your father to replace Tanny? And Tanny, would you like your father to replace Shane?
No.
For a day?
Neither, because I don't think my dad could even figure out the antenna, and he's relatively young. He's not even 60. I don't think he can figure that out.
He's got one more day before Bulls basketball.
I don't think he cares at all about the Bulls or the Blackhawks. I can promise you that right now.
How about your dad on bourbon and a buddy?
No. My dad does not drink, so I would not put him in that position to force bourbon down his throat, because I do that with all my other guests. But having my dad sit behind this board, no. I mean, me and my dad just have so many things in common. It's like he's an engineer, but I'm in this. He loves this. I love what he does. It's like when we talk to athletes about movies, or we talk to actors about their favorite sports teams. Yeah. That's how our Fichtner relationship was built. So, like, I love to inquire about my dad's job. He's the chief engineer at the Herald Washington, and he has been for like 30 years. I love going there to watch him do what
he
does.
Wow, that's super cool. I didn't
realize
that.
And he loves listening to
the
show. Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, nothing together, but I think we both love admiring each other's careers from where we're at.
Tanny, if you could do something with your dad?
We don't have a lot of similar interests. He loves golf and fishing, and I just can't stand those two things. Like, you know, not for me. So, like, a lot of the father-son things to do, common interests, as, like, you both get older, we don't have those things, except we still have the White Sox.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, I've talked about it on the show many times, but, like, you know, he got in at the right time, buying tickets just before the 2005 season, and we spent some really quality time going to games that year and just riding that roller coaster and being at game one of the World Series. And just, you know, I was present in that moment enough to realize, like, hey, this is something that he never got to experience with his dad. He was too young at the time, but, like, seeing a White Sox World Series game with your dad, I would love to do it at least one more time before both of us, you know, leave this earth. You know, can you make that happen, White Sox? You know, I'd love the opportunity. You know, it was just so cool.
It's kind of weird because my grandfather played in the Negro Leagues and my dad didn't do sports. Like, he's an academic, but, like, Tanny, like, he loves to go to games. And I'll never forget that when we all thought that Burley was leaving, like, that period of time where we were like, wait, are they getting ready to trade Burley? He was like, we should go see Burley, because Burley was pitching.
Uh-huh.
He's like, we should go see Burley.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So we went. They were playing Baltimore. And I think we literally sat in the 108 section. He's like, we should just go. And so we went.
And you had, awesome. You had a hang to.
Yeah, we just, he was beautiful. Like, I want to see Burley one more time. So he pitched a few more starts after that before he left. But that was just a cool thing to have that connection with him.
That's awesome. You know, like, again, like, this moment tonight, I'll be interested to see how the Lakers and the NBA sort of orchestrate it. Baseball is great at those kind of moments. Like, the structure of baseball sort of naturally fits for it. But this ought to be cool tonight. I don't know whether it's a, you know, I don't know if it has to be a blowout for it to happen. They probably make it happen tonight.
I mean,
at the end of the second quarter, just before halftime, for a minute, something like that.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Or maybe it's late in the, like, you have to have it in the window of how you're going to space out LeBron's minutes anyway.
Right.
That's probably the smartest way to do it. Yeah. Is like, oh, all right, we're going to get one guy off his feet early. Bronny's going to go in there.
Right.
Not a lot of damage can be done in that period of time.
Right.
They're on the floor at the same time.
It's not a time of consequence yet. LeBron comes back to play with the, you know, he's the first starter to come back or something like that. Plays with the second team, which includes Bronny.
I imagine them checking in at the same time.
Oh, see, I imagine Bronny already on the floor, and LeBron gets to watch his, you know, LeBron checks out and Bronny checks in. I don't know. See, there's a lot of different ways to do it.
There's a lot of smart ways to do it.
Yeah, it could be really cool. And I look forward to watching that tonight and stripping away the
cynicism.
The stripping away the cynicism of it and just enjoying what should be a very unique and cool moment with the Griffies in the house tonight.
Scoop Spiegel is not done. He also found out something about the White Sox that you're going to enjoy?
I think so.
Next on The Score.